Embrace your delusions. People think that if they just do the practice, somehow they'll transcend their delusions. But that's not really what our practice is about. If we think that transformation is going to get us out of our troubles, think again. Opening to our delusional world, our delusional mind, and accepting it as it is, the things that we don't necessarily like about our life. In Zen, we talk about the weeds of the mind. And Zen Master Tozan talks about, go find a place that there's no weeds for tens of thousands of miles, because he knows that's exactly where our minds will go. Even after doing a retreat, he tells his monks, go find the place where there's no weeds for 10,000 miles. And he's talking about the weeds of our mind, our delusions. He's admonishing his monks to be careful in thinking that you're going to find such a place. Because that's what we do. We want to find that place where everything's peaceful, calm. But the transformational aspect of Zen comes when we can fully embrace our delusions. Not in finding some place of peace and clear clarity. Those things might come, but they're very, very temporary. Embrace your delusions.